Now, KMOX at your service. Welcome to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
Well, good morning, everybody. Scott Mosby taking a little time off today here on the Helitech Foundation Home Improvement Show today on KMOX. I have Jake Spurgeon in the studio with me. This is Greg Damon. We're going to answer all your questions here today on the Home Improvement Show. Jake, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm going to try.
Okay, because we're going to have tons of callers. A bevy of callers is going to help us out today. And so Jake's going to answer all your questions. I'm just going to be the pretty one here today and just take your phone calls and put them on the air. And Jake's going to be the guy who's going to work hard for you and answer all your questions. You want to give us a call? You can certainly do that. 436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers. We do have time for open phone lines today. We're going to have a great time here. We're going to go all the way till 1 o'clock today here on the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show on KMOX. It's Saturday at your service. All the experts here helping you out. And the Home Improvement Show is no difference. It is time for audience participation. 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Well, Jake, tell us a little about yourself. Obviously, I've never worked with you before, so you're a home consultant designer for Mosby?
Yes, I am. At Mosby Building Arts, I work with our clients on designing their dream space for their home.
Well, I think it's great that you guys can come in and do all that in about a half hour. Oh, wait, no, that's just on the TV shows that can do that, which I'm sure you get asked that totally every time. But that's got to be a pretty cool thing, to go in and be able to look at a space. Personally, for me, I'm not that creative. You know, I look at a space and go, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. But to be able to totally design something and move pieces around and do stuff, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun working with clients and helping them with their vision that they've been dreaming of and helping them go through that process of visualizing it, working through the design, and then executing.
So how many times, just now, I'm just spitballing here, but how many times when you go in and you consult with a homeowner and he says, hey, I've got this, or she says, you know, hey, I've got this idea for my kitchen, and this is kind of what I want to look at, or this is what I like, and you go, this may be a better option for you. How does that work?
Oh, every time. You know, the whole point of, you know, meeting with clients and working with them is they have a vision they want to see executed. Well, we want to give them some different options, some things they haven't thought of. Just bring that to the table and kind of show them some different ideas.
Well, obviously, you know, kitchens and bathrooms are always the things that really most folks actually need and also want updated to improve the value of their home, but just to make it more functional for themselves.
Absolutely.
So this is a time of year many folks start thinking about, hey, guess what? You know, we got to maybe have some parties, some summer parties. Maybe it's time to get an addition. Maybe it's time to spruce up some stuff around here. We're going to be outside, and we're going to talk about that today here on the Home Improvement Show.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun.
All right, absolutely. So folks, you want to join us? 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get right to your phone calls. Stick around. This is a Saturday at Your Service on KMOX.
KMOX, St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. Proud to be honored with 6 regional Edward R. Morrow Awards.
Best newscast, Total Information AM.
I'm Tom Ackerman alongside Debbie Monterey.
Investigative reporting.
The U.S. government reportedly sprayed radioactive material as part of a Cold War era experiment.
Continuing coverage.
Our police raises becoming tied to politics. KMOX News.
Excellence in sound and video.
And proudly awarded overall excellence.
I'm Debbie Monterey.
Michael Cal.
I'm Carol Daniel.
Rick Bloom.
I'm Kevin Killeen.
I'm Alex Stegman.
Brian Kelly.
Maria Kina.
Brian Feldman.
Chris Raby.
Honored to be the trusted voice of St. Louis. News Radio 1120 KMOX. Welcome back to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
Welcome back, my friends. Saturday at your service here on KMOX, the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show is going on right now, and we invite you to join us, 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Greg Damon's here, but you know I'm not the guy to help you out answering all your questions. Sitting in the big chair today, Jake Spurgeon from Mosby Building Arts. He's a home consultant and designer, and Jake, we're going to have some fun. Never done the show with you before, but I plan to make it as much fun as we possibly can. How's that?
Oh, we'll have a blast today.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. I'll tell you what, we got some folks on hold. Let's go ahead and go straight to the phones. And how about we talk to Bob? Hey, Bob, guess what? You got the pole position today here on the Home Improvement Show.
Sweet. How's it going?
I'm getting ready to install replacement vinyl windows, and they're going into old wood frames, and I'm just kind of wondering about how to go about doing that. I mean, I don't do the install. What I'm thinking is I'm trying to decide whether I need to use, like, a rubber membrane to flash in there, or I was thinking about maybe just cleaning everything up and priming the wood frames again.
Well, Bob, what I would recommend is definitely paying attention to the type of flashing that you have on the exterior. At Mosby, we recommend really, is this a brick or a sided opening?
Well, it's aluminum siding, but there were the replacement windows, so I'm not going to have access to the exterior per se, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the brick mold.
It's definitely one way, what you're calling a pocket install, where it just installs
right
inside the old
wood
opening of the window. You can do it that way. It's not the best recommended method. I usually recommend pulling off some of that siding to expose the wall sheathing, putting up some of the, a Tyvek or a membrane on the exterior, just to ensure that, you know, there's no water leakage around those windows.
Right. I was just trying to get away from, changing the facade.
Yeah. It's the easy way, what you'd like to do, but it could have ramifications down the road.
I mean, I think everything seems to be pretty airtight now. I mean, it was, nothing leaks and, I don't know.
Well, exposing that siding will actually double check and confirm that there hasn't been leaking, because sometimes it's hard to see behind that siding if you actually have leaking back there or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't see behind it, obviously. But, okay. And then what do you think about, like, the OSI quad caulk? That's good stuff, right?
Yeah, that's actually some pretty good stuff. It's great for exteriors. It has a lot of expansion to it, so it will work.
And then I was thinking about using the foam you spray in between the window and the frame, is that going to distort the frames?
They actually have a product out there. When you're shopping for that, you want to find the low expansion foam. It's specifically marketed for window and door installation.
And then I don't really have to worry about any troubles with that.
Yeah, it won't warp the window frame for those vinyls, because depending on the window, that frame can flex a lot, and we don't want to do that, because otherwise your windows won't work.
Exactly. Okay, and then I was going to use the OSI for that, too.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the phone call. Let's move on. How about we talk to Barbara? Hi, Barbara. You're up next on the Home Improvement Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about metal lawn furniture. About 4 years ago, I followed instructions for painting metal lawn furniture, bought the paint that is suggested specifically for outdoors and lawn furniture. Ever since it's been painted, you get staining on your clothes. The paint never set on it to where, you can sit on it without having a towel or something underneath you. We're going to repaint it or do something to it again this year, and I was wanting some suggestions on what I can do so that I don't get, this residue on clothing, once the furniture has been painted.
Well, Barbara, I will tell you, I am not a paint expert, but I will tell you, usually when I see this type of problem occur, it's because something during the application process just didn't meld. There was a reaction that didn't happen. Either it was too cold out, too humid, too hot out. Something didn't happen as it should.
Okay.
Did you prime the furniture first?
Didn't prime it, but I did follow the instructions, the directions that that came with the paint. I was very careful to clean it, to wire brush any rust that was on it. And, I did it, like in the backyard, and it could have been too humid, especially with the kind of summers that we do have. Maybe that was the problem. I did this before Mother's Day. I was having a group of people to my home. Whoever sat in the lawn furniture, there were stains on their clothing. It was just bad.
What?
My husband washed it the other day, we're still getting green, from the towel that he used to wash it with. We just threw it away because it's, still we're still getting residue from it.
Yeah.
It could be a bad paint,
perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a name brand. I don't know if I should mention the name brand, but I didn't go with an off brand or anything. But, you know, I went with a name brand, you know, and it was specifically for, you know, outdoor metal furniture. So yeah. Another suggestion that someone had for me was powder coating.
Yeah, powder coating is a kind of a permanent solution. Some of those, you know, DIY spray paint applications could be, they are what they are, temporary, and sometimes they don't work out, versus having a professional paint company actually powder coat them or dip them, as we sometimes say, is
okay.
Long-term solution. Long-term.
All right. I'm looking for someone that would do this, and I'm having difficulty finding. So I live in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and I'm having a difficult time finding someone that would be able to do this. I'd be willing to, you know, take the furniture in, have it done, you know, not to have this problem reoccur again.
Yeah, we have a big list of trade partners and companies that do this type of work. If you want, you can actually call into the Mosby offices on Monday, and that's the 314-909-1800. And our great individuals that answer the phone would be happy to give you that contact information.
And they'd be able to give me contact information on the Illinois side also?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I will give you a call on Monday.
All right. Great. Thank Barbara.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. Let's move on and talk to Jim. Jim, you're up next on the Home Improvement Show.
Hey, good morning. Great program, guys. Very educational. Interesting. So I bought a house, and the building inspector comes through, and he holds up, I've never seen this, a plumb bob against one of the walls. And the bottom of the plumb bob is 2 5/8 inches away from the wall. He goes, oh, your wall is tilting. So you've got hydrostatic pressure against this back wall. There's a big hill going out the backyard. And he said, I would suggest that before you buy the house that you have the owners fix it. And I would recommend that they drill holes and put dead men in the yard and put metal plates in the basement to hold that wall. And that was done. Great. We bought the house. Great. Every time it rains, at least one, maybe more of them, but only one so far, when we have had rain, there's water that's leaking around where one of those metal plates is in the basement. I'm wondering how to seal that.
Well, the best way is actually to have the company, if you can, if you know who they are or got in touch or had information for them, have them come out. And what it is there's a sealant they put around that helical screw and that bolt.
Uh-huh.
That sealant has not worked and it needs to be repaired. And
okay.
they can seal that back up and your worries are gone.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake, I want to talk a little about those windows. You know, as the guy was trying to talk about putting his windows inside already in an existing frame, it was already a replacement window, he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that you spoke about, the flashing, that it doesn't really matter what kind of product you use to do that, but you know, if you don't install it right, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's the most expensive one,
yeah,
or the least expensive one. You're still going to have issues.
Yeah, it's important to keep in mind that it's not just about the quality of the window, but how is it put in?
Correct. And you know, he was asking about caulking and things like that, and it just got me wondering about, you know, boy, just I hope he doesn't spend the money for something like that and then try to put a Band-Aid on it to, you know, either seal out water or seal out air leaks. Because it's going to cost him a lot more in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. The big important thing with windows is to keep in mind that caulk is only your first line of defense. There are other layers of your home, like the siding. Then you have the house wrap that is meant to protect those other wood layers and what's beyond it.
No, absolutely. And I thought you brought up a great point about taking off the siding. And, you know, let's make sure that, number one, you haven't had water going in there because... Mm-hmm. It could be a lot more than just a window frame that needs to be replaced. Or, you know, what if there's some sort of, like bug infestation somewhere yeah. around there or something like that. I mean, that, you know, that could be really costly in the long run.
Yeah, it's just really important to really take it all the way down as far as you can and just make sure it's built right the first time.
I know we had replacement windows put in at Casa Damon before we had our siding, or when we had the siding put on at the same time. And, you know, I thought that was a proper way to do it, was mm-hmm. be able to you know, fasten it from the outside, and then obviously put the Tyvek wrap or whatever around the house before you put the siding on.
Yep, exactly. It's super important to keep that layer there, because otherwise you're just inviting problems.
Nope, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Hey, this is the KMOX Home Improvement Show, the Helitech Foundation Home Improvement Show on KMOX Saturday at your service. We're going to take a quick break, but again, we're going to take your phone calls. You want the number? Here they are, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Jake Spurgeon in from Mosby Building Arts. This is Greg Damon. We'll be back right after these. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
Welcome back, my friends. It is the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show here a Saturday at your service here on KMOX. And we're taking your phone calls, 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Scott Mosby taking a little time off today. Greg Damon sitting in the chair, answering the phone calls. But, you know, I can't help you out. With your home improvement questions, we have Jake Spurgeon in. He's a home consultant and designer for Mosby Building Arts. And Jake, thanks so much for coming down and hanging out with us today.
No, it's having a lot of fun. It's a blast to do this.
It is. It's so much fun to do this. You know, this is one of my favorite things I get to do here at KMOX, because it's just first of all, it's a wealth of knowledge from you guys in the home improvement industry, and then also our listeners as well, because they do such a great job too. Because they listen to this all the time, so they garner information every day. So,
yeah, it's fantastic to be able to educate individuals and let them know about their home and answer their questions.
Oh, I'm going to ask you this. So, my TV at home only gets one channel. That's HGTV. Mm-hmm. That's the only channel we're allowed to watch. Because my wife has a remote hidden somewhere and I can't get to it. But regardless of that, does that factor in? You talk about, so in my world for auto repair, an educated consumer really helps us to listen to him to figure out how to repair their vehicle. So now I know a lot of these folks that watch these shows on TV, they think, hey, I can get this done in a half hour. It's not going to cost me a lot of money. But does an educated consumer watching those shows help you in your business?
Yes and no. I think it's great because they can give clients a great representation of what the trends are and the looks and everything. But as far as the actual construction knowledge and budgets that they discuss, it's a little bit unrealistic.
Well, and also I do know from auto repair shows across the country, it's, you know, pricing here in the Midwest is different than it is in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, or in, you know, New York City or someplace like that. Different parts of the country have different issues and they need different stuff for their cars, and I'm assuming their houses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a thing to keep in mind is when they discuss budgets on those television shows, that is what the homeowner had to come to the table with. All the other donated materials.
Wait, from, what?
Yeah. These shows, like major brands in these industries, will donate the products to be installed so they're featured and advertised. Well, that's not factored into the budget. So I tell my clients, if you can get, you know, Kohler, for example, to donate all the faucets for your bathroom and all the plumbing fixtures, great. There's a big savings for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I can certainly see that. I didn't know that as far as some of these shows go.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me because, man, it just seems like it's nonstop. These people that are flipping houses and, you know, renovating houses and doing all this stuff. I will say that some of the stuff is pretty cool. And yeah. I guess as a designer, that's where you really, you know, rise to the top because you can see that vision.
Yeah, it's great to have clientele that watches those shows or looks online at apps and photos and be able to get a broader horizon of what's available. And it's fun to do great projects with clients that bring interesting products and ideas to the table.
See, I'm still that autumn gold and that, I can't remember the name of that green stuff, you know, appliances. That's the kind of stuff I am. But
yeah,
the
avocado.
Avocado, that's it.
Yep.
That's it. So, no, I'm just kidding. We don't have
great,
that. But
those
you know.
Are great appliances.
They lasted a long time.
Yeah.
Back then, anyway. So what is really the cool step? What is some of the new stuff that we see today? We'll just talk about kitchens. What is the new trends in kitchen? I see, you know, concrete countertops. I thought that was a pretty ingenious idea. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, concrete countertops are pretty great. They do require a little bit of maintenance, so I do warn clients about that. They have to be sealed. They can stain. They can chip. So, but it's a great industrial look for you to inject into your space.
Is that something, industrial look, is that what most people are looking into, or?
We're finding the trend now is actually there is no, you know, there's no rules to design anymore. It's mixing and matching in this eclectic look of farmhouse, rustic, industrial, whatever your taste is.
I do, as I said, we only get to watch HGTV, but I do like that reclaimed barnwood and they make tables and things like that. I think that is ultra cool, even when they put it on the floor.
Yeah, it just adds an extra layer of texture to your space, and that's what we want to see clients do is put some life into the space.
So what kind of new materials are out there that folks may not have heard of? I remember, you know, doing the show before, a big thing was in bamboo floors. Is there any other new kind of stuff out there today?
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff as far as finishes and textures. A lot of stuff that you would just say, oh, I'll just put stainless appliances in. Well, now they have, you know, black stainless is a great, you know, alternative to your, you know, boring stainless steel appliances. Another item might be, you know, laminate in a big way is coming back.
Really?
Laminate countertops, they look more and more like real stone and it's budget friendly and they last a long time.
Yeah, that's great to know. I mean, I know the stone marble countertops and all that, a lot of folks really want that. They think that's a big improvement, but to me, I don't care. As long as it doesn't leak and it's warm inside, I'm good.
Correct.
My wife, on the other hand, that's a different story. Yeah. What about different paint colors and things like that? It's funny. A lot of folks I know, they want to update their kitchen or their bath or paint their walls in hopes of one day selling the house and making it, you know, I don't want to say plain. And I'm like, why would you do that? Make it user-friendly. Make it good for you. Make it how you want it.
Yeah. Paint, I always tell individuals, you know, paint is a personality. It's you. Your home should be a reflection of your personality and not what you want the rest of the world to see. Now, if you are listing your home, then any real estate agent's going to tell you to use a very neutral color that's publicly pleasing. But while you're in the property, you know, don't be afraid to put a bright color on a wall. It's okay to do. It looks great, and it adds a lot of life to the space.
My wife, one time when we first moved in our house, she wanted to paint one of the walls a dark orange, you know, and she's telling me about it, and I'm like, what? It turned out really awesome. I thought it was really great.
I always say do it, because worst case scenario, you'll just have to paint it again.
Just have to paint it again. That's it. That's it. What about now? Let's talk a little about maybe going to the basement. What do you see in basement fixtures? I know a lot of folks looking for extra space, maybe have an unused portion of their basement or just use it for storage where you can actually use it as some sort of living space.
Yeah, but lower levels are fantastic to have and to finish that space and gain a little extra room for when you're entertaining. Theater rooms are fantastic. You know, if you want to get that projector with some loungy chairs and enjoy a movie downstairs, that's a fantastic space to do it. It's dark. It's kind of already set up. Another space that we're for lower levels is we're finishing them for kids to have that, you know, parents are reclaiming the first floor of their home and
yes,
having that as the adult area, just like in my house.
Tell me more, because this is what I want here.
I have young kids at home, and I want my first floor to be, it's family friendly, but I want it to be my adult haven a little bit.
You don't want the Xbox rolling all the time?
Yeah, the Xbox, the toys, the Legos, stepping on those at 3 o'clock in the morning. Have it in the basement. So when it's messy and they didn't clean it up like I asked, I can shut the door and out of sight, out of mind.
So I have a, we've got our basement kind of half finished. I have a 14-year-old. Mm. So, you know, obviously freshman in high school and, you know, he's really hanging with his friends and pretty much comes home, shuts the door to his room, and that's, you know, he's shut off from the rest of the family because, well, that's what 14-year-olds do.
Yeah.
But, you know, so what I'd like to do is you know, make a couple spaces downstairs in the basement for him and his friends to come hang out, TV, whatever, and do that, and then obviously still have a spy camera where I can, I mean, sorry, you know, where I could watch him. But
yeah. It's, you know, it's just a great space to be able to finish and let kids come over. Because a lot of parents want to be able to finish those spaces so all the kids come to their house.
Right.
So they know what's going on.
Right.
What the group of kids is doing.
Yeah, so, I told my wife, that's the dad I want to be, is I want to be that guy, you know, that the kids come over. I just think that's, you know, that's really cool to do. So, yeah.
Another trend that we're finding in all spaces of homes is technology. So you mentioned spy cameras. It's not uncommon to have cameras in hallways, living spaces, lower levels.
Really?
So you can take a peek at the kids when they're downstairs, find out what they're doing. So smart home controls, lighting, audio visual, speakers, that's a big, big, big trend we're finding nowadays.
What kind of stuff in technology, as far as some cool gadgets, are you seeing put in homes? I mean, obviously, I know you just said the cameras and speakers and stuff like that, but I mean, what as far as like entertainment?
Well, there's lots of systems out there that you can. We're building speakers into kitchens and living areas as part of that remodel. It's very inexpensive. You control it with your phone, but it lets you have music throughout the house. And, you know, the whole Alexa, Google, all that voice-controlled stuff, it all works together. So you can turn your dumb house, air quotes, into a smart house pretty quickly.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to bring up about what about, you know, these Google Home, Alexa, all that stuff that you see on TV. Hey, turn the thermostat down. Hey, do this. I mean, are you finding more folks that really want to get into that where they can control it from their phone or just voice activated?
Well, absolutely. It just makes ease of, you know, controlling your home, makes little tasks a little bit easier to do. Clients are excited about it because it's not only is it individuals wanting it in their own home now, but a lot of real estate agents are telling you in the future, if you don't have these built-in smart home controls, it's going to set your house, you know, a little bit behind the curve.
Wow. I really didn't even think about that. So I know obviously they have the front door camera on there. They have the thermostat. Obviously, if you have home entertainment, they can do that, you know, voice activated or whatever. What are some other things that...
A big addition into those kind of voice-controlled and mobile app-controlled is appliances.
Really?
You can preheat your oven on the way home from work while you're sitting in traffic. If you're going to throw a pizza in the oven,
oh my gosh.
You don't want to wait. You want to save that 20 minutes. Well, you're in the car for 20 minutes on your way home. Preheat your oven. If you are at the grocery store and you can't remember if you have milk or eggs, they have cameras on the inside of refrigerators.
Come on.
Yes, I'm telling you. Every time you open these appliances and shut the door on the fridge, it takes a snapshot, and you can access that from your phone.
You have to be kidding me.
I am not kidding.
You think about that, and it's like, wow, that's really kind of crazy. But then you think, well, that's really kind of a good idea.
It's very, very useful to busy families. I mean, just think about mom and dad. I mean, my wife and I are in the thick of it. You know, mom and dad, young kids, we're both work full-time. We're running. And just those little bitty conveniences can make a big difference in our day.
Absolutely. We're the same kind of thing. You know, we're, you know, kids play sports. They've got all sorts of stuff. You're here and there, gone. Don't know when you're eating. Don't, you know, really, it's just, it's tough to find that family time. So absolutely, you know, and let's face it, you know, myself, you know, I'm getting a little older. I have to write things down to make sure that I remember in a grocery list. That would be certainly helpful to me. So my wife tells me to go to the grocery store, I don't forget half the stuff that she told me because, you know, I think I can remember.
You can just check the fridge from your phone.
That's right.
In the middle of the frozen food aisle.
I like that. Now, what about for folks that I brought about, you know, being aged in your house, you know, like I think about my parents, stuff like that. What makes their life more convenient now in homes today?
Well, there's a lot of things that, you know, we can do to a, you know, homeowner that is going to plan on aging in their home as far as making it a little bit more convenient, looking at the showers and the hallways and the doorways. But the tech comes back into that. We have a ton of clients that say, you know, my mother lives alone. She wants to stay independent, so she needs her bathroom remodeled. Well, part of that is we might put some cameras in the house so kids can check in on mom and make sure that she's doing okay, that something, you know, tragic hasn't happened. It's great. It's that peace of mind that homeowners want.
I think that's a great idea to be able to do that. I don't know about invasion of privacy, that some people may have an issue with that, but, you know, I think as long as both parties are good with that, I mean, I think that's a great thing.
I always have clients ask me about that, you know, the Big Brother thing. And I say, you know, Big Brother, if they really want to log into my Alexa and my phone and see how boring I am and my cameras and just see the kids playing, you know, Pokemon cards or something on the floor, have at it. You know, we're not that exciting.
So let me throw this to you, and I don't know if you can answer it. Just made me think about it. But what about those cameras now? Let's say, you know, mom and dad sell the house, and those cameras in there. How do you? I mean, can I still access that if another family's in there?
Well, usually there is the most important thing is to call up a smart home company or a tech AV company. they will come out and ensure that the system is currently deactivated from the previous user and can reactivate it and show you how to use it for you.
Yeah, I know nothing about that because, you know, my wife wanted to watch a movie and she didn't know how to turn off the Xbox to put a movie in to watch it. So my kids had to help. So one of those things. Well, let's take a quick break. If you want to join us, 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. This is the Gila Tech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show on KMOX. It is a Saturday after service. We will be back right after these.
Welcome back to the Gila Tech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Now, once again, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
Welcome back, my friends. 11:50 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And you are listening to the Gila Tech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show. Jake Spurgeon in from Mosby Building Arts. Greg Damon sitting in as well. If you want to join us, real easy to do that. 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers. We do have plenty of time. Going all the way till 1 o'clock today, so plenty of time for your phone calls. Jake is up to the task, and he's willing to answer any question you have. Is it any question or just in home improvement today?
I'll take any question.
Any questions. That's right, any questions. 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. You know, Jake, I thought before we were before we took a break, we're talking about technology and stuff in houses, and I just think it's amazing because it's for me, you know, the technology in cars. I've seen the greatest amount of technology in cars, and I just think it's fantastic seeing it come to homes. And as you said, you know, when you have aging parents, and let's face it, people are living longer. Mm-hmm. They want to stay in their house, but you know, it's also tough to. As you know, with young kids, you kind of have your own life, yet you still want to be able to take care of your parents. So being able to check on them that way is really kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, to be able to, you know, check in on that camera they have. The Alexa has a great feature called the drop-in feature that you can actually tell your Alexa to drop in on mom, and it activates it, and you can listen what's going on.
Really?
Have a conversation with her. And say, hey, mom, how you doing?
That is really cool. I didn't know that.
I do that to my own mother occasionally.
This is God. All right, let's go back to phones. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, guess what? You're up next on the Home Improvement Show.
Hi, I've lived in my home about 9 years. The central air is probably 12, maybe even 15 years old. I've had it serviced twice, and it really didn't need anything, except it's pretty much of an energy hog. Should I just, like an old car, drive it until it quits, or maybe spring for a whole new system?
Well, what I would recommend, actually, is to get in touch with an HVAC specialist that you trust that's in your area and see if they can do kind of a cost evaluation, what your current system's going to do as far as energy consumption over the next 5 or 10 years, and then compare that to what a replacement unit is, and then let you make the decision. Will it run for many more years? Absolutely. But if you want to kind of lower those energy bills, and there's a tons of tax credits and, you know, rebates that you can do with our local utilities that might help pay for that new system too.
Well, I was thinking something like that, but I thought you just might have the magic answer right here. So.
I'm a little bit of a, I like to see energy efficiency, so I'm leaning towards having you replace it, but, you know, it really depends on, there's lots of factors involved.
Yeah, well, I am too. That's why I called.
I'd be on the other spectrum. I'd be like, I'd ride it till you had to do something to it, but that's me, so.
That's what I do with my cars, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's move on. How about we talk to Charlotte? Hi, Charlotte. You're on the KMOX Home Improvement Show.
Hi. I have a question. We are remodeling our ranch, and we've added an addition of a kitchen, and we're doing granite countertops. But I'm wondering about the fireplace that's in the living room. This is all open concept, and I have to do something with that fireplace. Are they matching the granite, like on the fireplace, to the countertops, or what suggestion would you have for me?
I would not match it. The reason why is, you know, gone are the days of everything had to match and be the same. Every room should have its own personality, even though they need to kind of meld together because it's open concept, as you say. But go for something a little bit different. you know, try to bring in a new texture or color in. It's a great space to do it in, is around a fireplace.
Well, I was wondering about that stacked stone. I think that is so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure about bringing another element in, so I think I'll go forward with that.
No, please do it. It's a great, another area to bring a new texture and color in and add some life to that space.
All right. I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.
Thanks, Charlotte. Let's talk to Deb. Hi, Deb. You're up next on the Helitech Foundation Repair Home Improvement Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. My husband and I moved into a home about a year and a half ago, and the drainage wasn't addressed properly, and now we have a slab of the driveway that is kind of sinking, along with a sidewalk that leads up to the front of the house. We've corrected the gutter issues, and now I have to have the concrete repaired. And what I want to know is, they've got these concrete leveling companies that will come out and literally, you know, kind of lift your driveway or your sidewalk up. Is that better or as good as taking the concrete out and replacing it, which is quite costly?
It is quite costly to replace it. I will tell you, we are at Mosby, we are not typically a fan of the jacking up or mud jacking, as you say, because it really doesn't investigate what problems have been created with that bad drainage that you said that you're mm-hmm. having.
That, well, we did. Now we've corrected that.
As far as under the slab, you know, with the rock that's laid down there before the concrete should go in, you know, some mm-hmm. builders didn't do enough of it. So you'll pay a good amount of money to raise the slab, but there's almost a pretty good chance that it could go back the way it was. And then you're back to square one as just replacement.
Okay.
So we usually recommend replacement and then really investigate under that and see what's the core problem here.
All right. Well, that's pretty simple then.
Yeah.
I appreciate your answer, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deb. That's a great question, because mm-hmm. I think many folks out there didn't know that. We actually had a problem like that at Casa Damon. Our front porch was washed out underneath it, and our sidewalk going up to our front porch was, you know, dipped in that. And I looked into mud jacking, and the guy comes out and he goes, well, I can do this, but it's not going to take care of your issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to have it filled and everything else.
Yeah, there's usually other underlying problems that it's – mud jacking is a temporary solution. I sometimes recommend it if you're not going to be in the home forever and you just kind of need to do some general repairs to list the property, then – maybe that's an option for you. But if you're long-term in that property and you want a long-term solution, you need a long-term answer.
And that's where you really need to find a good, a concrete company really to come out and do that for you, to say, hey, this, we're going to assess the problem and repair the problem, other than just like, yeah, we can put down a new walkway or new front porch or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where you got to get the quality.
Got to get the experts.
Absolutely. All right, so we got about 2 minutes here on the KMOX Home Improvement Show. So we're talking about designs on folks' home. We've talked about the technology that's involved today, mm-hmm. which is massive. Let's kind of move into the bathrooms. What kind of trends do you see towards the bathroom?
Bathrooms are really trending more towards creating a very relaxing, spa-like space.
Now you're talking... And plus, you get away from the kids. So.
Yes, you get away from the kids. It's almost the number one spot you can hide from them. But to be able to create a space that, you know, you start your day there, you end your day there, that, you know, let's start your day on a good foot and, you know, end on a good note. But to be able to create a relaxing, comfortable, beautiful space that's functional, that works, that does what you want it to do, that's incredibly important. So creating that very personalized bathroom space.
So what about my wife and I have an ongoing argument,
mm-hmm.
okay? I say no tub because we have a stand-up shower, and then we have one of those big, you know, big tubs as well. And I said, we should take out the tub, make the shower three times the size.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the way to go. She's like, well, you can't do that.
You can. It's the great debate in all households, tub or no tub, and there's no easy answer. It's personal choice. You know, if she's a bather and she likes to soak after a long day or a long week, you need the tub.
I don't know. She's only been in the tub a couple times, but that's a whole other issue. But I think a big shower, I think that's the way to go. And I think some of the really cool stuff they have with the different jets and things like that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. An easy answer is we're doing a hall bathroom with that master, putting the spa tub in that bathroom, and then creating the 3x sizer.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this first hour of the Home Improvement Show. But don't worry, we got 2 hours to go, my friends. We'll see you on the other side of news.
A proud partner of the 2018 100th PGA Championship at Belle Reve Country Club. KMOX, KMOX HD St. Louis, KZK HD3 St. Louis.